Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are really going to be talking about today how you can expand your mind power. We have a topic that I know many of you will be interested in because many of you are mature adults. You're thinking of going back to college. But so many times when we look at the educational process, especially if we're working adults, you go, good grief. How am I going to handle this? How am I going to be able to be in a classroom, go through commuting time on the freeway? How am I going to be able to handle all this? Well, my guest today is Susan Dean, and we're going to be talking about an option that you have that you may or may not have considered. But we'd like to be able to illuminate you a little bit about this subject. It's called online education. Is it for you? Well, Susan Dean, we're going to be talking about it today. Susan, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Donna. It's great to be with you today.
Well, you have a most interesting background because you have been involved in education for a substantial part of your life. You not only have been a teacher yourself, but you've also been involved with developing online courses for the past 5 years in some interesting areas. Yep. One is nursing, another one is biological sciences, and there's different health-related courses for colleges. Now, what I find very, very intriguing is that you yourself are a registered nurse, mm-hmm. and according to what you have said, you've obtained your nursing diploma from a hospital-based program.
Correct.
And you were like so many people, men and women both, to be able to go to school.
Yep.
And to be able to put the time in for it, because it really is a commitment, plus take care of a job and your family responsibilities.
Right.
That was really a bear. So you decided you were going to do a distance education program.
Yes.
And you then eventually got your master's degree from what you described as a traditional college program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Susan, with all of this and with what you have been doing, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Relative to education, let's just take the nursing profession.
Right.
There is so much in the profession today. We're not just dealing with bedpans, you know, and this type of thing. I mean, that's so outmoded. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
What people used to describe nurses as. Today, they have to be very sophisticated technicians.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, they have got so much to learn. If it was just, gee whiz, I'm going to take your temperature and, you know, check your eyes and this
right.
type of thing, basics, that's one thing. But that's not the case. Nursing has so many variables. I'd like to know why you decided that it was so important to develop online courses. What made you decide that you were going to explore this? And what were the positives and the negatives with it? Because you've been in this for a while.
Right.
So I'm asking you a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah,
take any one in any order you like.
That's okay. You know, the real truth of the matter is that I found that the online education is, it just served me so well. You know, and you already mentioned that, you know, it's so hard juggling family and work alone just with those two things. And yet I really had a desire to go back and get my degrees. And because, for a couple of reasons, certainly on a personal level, a personal enrichment, but really for a professional level as well. I wanted to get more developed into the nursing profession. So, but again, I was always torn, you know, family, school, work. And I tried the traditional school for a while, and it just wasn't working. And finally found that distance education program. And when I was able to finally obtain my degrees, I really thought, you know, I really wanted to make a conscious effort to get the message out, because I felt that there were so many people like myself who could benefit from online education. The flexibility. You already mentioned about not having, to fight the traffic or,
mm-hmm.
The time involved. Sometimes people are looking at traveling quite a bit of a distance to go to a college near them. And, you know, you add that onto your day, that's a pretty long day.
Yes, let me just interrupt for a moment. The reason that this is so significant is that we knew of a particular college back on the East Coast. In fact, it was my husband's old college.
Mm-hmm.
And they initiated a program, goodness, I think it was 10 years ago, and this was in Virginia. They initiated satellite programs because they found that there were so many people that wanted to go to school, and most of these people were mature people that were retiring from jobs, et cetera, or retiring from the military, and they just said, we want to go to school, but we cannot do all of this commuting. And so they implemented this, and their attendance level was phenomenal.
Sure. You know, I really felt like when I first got into the online education, which, you know, like I said, I've been developing and teaching for over 5 years. And before that, it was kind of slow. It was out there, but it wasn't as prolific as it certainly is now. And I really do feel is kind of the old adage, if you build it, they will come. Because there are people who want to go back to school or want to further their education because they want to change careers or they want a promotion or sometimes, again, just for personal enrichment. And yet, you know, where, you know, I just can't. It's just not convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And so the satellite, I think, really helped. You know, like you talked about, a lot of colleges started to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're, because of the technology age that we certainly live in, there's probably not too many people out there that don't have access to a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're not talking about, you know, these online courses through universities and colleges are just as good a course as if you were in a traditional classroom. They have to be, you know, because if the college is accredited, those online courses are giving you college credit as if you were in the classroom.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When people go in to college and they've been out of college for a while and they want to sign up for courses and they're wanting to get a degree, they are often put through evaluation tests to see whether they, you know, are up to par on their English or whatever.
Sure.
And sometimes that can feel very intimidating to someone who, let's say, is a professional, is very active in the world, and has achieved a level of accomplishment, and then they've got to go through all of this stuff, and they go, gee whiz, is it worth it? Now, with the online education, do they have the same process, or are you able just to start into courses? Also, I'd like for you to answer the question about tutoring, you know, what is available to someone, because many times you're going to need this. So again, I'm throwing all these questions.
That's okay. Those are great questions, though. First of all, I will say that, first of all, when you're going to take courses or you're signing up for a degree program, certainly they want to kind of gauge what your background is. So there is an application process just like you would if you were going to a traditional school. You know, what's your background? Do you have college? Maybe you have a bachelor's degree and you want to go on for your master's, or you have an associate's degree and you want to go on for your bachelor's. Many of the online programs don't really have a testing or anything like that that says, oh, you need to do this or that, or, you know, we're going to test you and see if you can get in. They really don't. And the reason really is because, you know, you're really probably 80% of online students are, like you said, adults. So they come with, working experience, you know, and that says a lot. So there isn't, you know, to say that, oh, you're not going to get in because you didn't pass this test. It's pretty much, you know, they look at what your past educational process was or is, and even if you only have a high school diploma. You know, I always say you're never the student if you're, you know, 35 or 45 or even 25. You're not going to be the same student you were when you were 18 or 17. Things change. You have life experience behind you. And that really is extremely helpful, I think, in online education as being an adult learner.
Mm-hmm.
Your second question was, tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, online courses, colleges and universities do have tutors available for you in many areas. First of all, I would say that the two top areas for a lot of tutoring is, first of all, writing. Especially if you haven't, you know, been in the college scenario for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes our writing skills can get a little rusty.
How about sloppy?
Okay, I'll go with that. But you know what? They have wonderful, free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week availability of where you would send your papers or send a sample of your writing. They critique it, and then they send it back to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, this isn't, you know, this is legitimate because it's done through the college. These aren't people that you kind of send the topic to and they write the paper for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have to submit your writings, and then they just help you along. Where, you know, they identify where your weaknesses are, where your strengths are, and they just kind of guide you. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful service. And I will tell you, probably about 99% of the online courses or colleges offer some type of tutoring. Now, there's also tutoring in other areas if you are taking a math test or whatever. You know, the other thing I will say is that you will always, always have an academic advisor. I think one of the things about online education that sometimes scares people is that they don't really know if there's really people behind the whole scene.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I would agree with that.
And they're a little bit, you know, they're afraid of that, and, you know, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a college or university that's accredited, you should have the same resources available to you that you would in a traditional college. So you have an academic advisor that if you're struggling with something, you need to rely on so that she or he can provide you with the resources that are available. The other resource that is absolutely needed in any online course is that there must be some kind of technical support through the college or university that you can, again, call 24/7 if you're having any technical issues. And I have to say, I've used them myself, and they have just been wonderful. They will stay on the phone with you and work through whatever problem you're having with your computer or accessing, you know, different things online. And so that's a must, and that's another valuable, valuable resource that's available to online students as well.
Now, let me ask you something, because we're talking about primarily adults that are
sure.
going to be doing this. There are a few students. I know there's a lot of military,
yes.
for example, a lot of soldiers that
Absolutely.
Are overseas right now that
yes.
are continuing their education. I've talked with them.
Yep, and I have some of them in some of my courses right now.
Mm-hmm. And this, you know, to me, this is just mind-boggling. I mean, who would have even dreamed that you would be sitting somewhere in Iraq, you know, bullets
yep.
firing away, and you're doing something in English and sending it via computer.
Yep.
I mean, it's just phenomenal. I wanted to ask a question because there are many people in the adult world who are saying, I'm wanting to make a career shift.
Mm-hmm.
Are there vocational advisors? I have two questions for you.
Sure.
Vocational advisors that you can interact with to determine what would be the best course, unless you're just doing something just to satisfy yourself,
sure,
but
sure.
the best course plan to take. And number two, how do you choose these colleges? By the way, if you're just tuning into the show, this is Susan Dean that I'm talking with, and we're discussing online education. Is it for you? Is this something you want to explore? And this is where we are. And Susan, can you address those two questions for me?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first of all, I always tell people to kind of start locally. Call their, a college or university within their state or something that has online programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I already talked about kind of having an academic advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are available to you, you know, via the phone, certainly. And to kind of, like you said, to kind of give advice for vocational trades or whatever, and gee, what would be the best thing for me, or which way should I pursue this?
Mm-hmm.
Colleges and universities, I will tell you, even if you don't go to their programs, they're the resources. They know best, you know, what they have to offer, or what maybe someplace else has to offer. The other thing is to use community resources. Sometimes your state labor departments or workforce development projects can also help you with career advising.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they can give you places where who offer such programs and who offer programs online.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are two places that people really need to look at, is their community and then their educational system. And really, I'll tell you, the resources they get from them will really kind of give them a nice feel of what's out there and what maybe that they should, you know, how they should go about
mm-hmm.
pursuing it.
Okay, and then let's talk a little bit about dollars.
Yeah.
Because that is a factor.
Certainly.
And financial aid, is there a
yes.
financial aid program available?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you what, Susan, I have been astonished at how many adults in their 60s and 70s are going back to school because the people in those age brackets maybe have been so busy raising their families and finally they have a liberated positioning and they're going, this is great, but I am in a dilemma. I'm, you know, what am I going to, how am I going to be able to pay for this? Maybe
right.
some of them are not in a position, maybe they want to go back to school because they want their income to escalate.
Absolutely.
So how would we handle this? What are our options there?
First, I will tell you, as far as pay, you know, costs for online education, I will tell you, it really runs the gamut. In some of your specialty online schools, you know, the tuition can get a little pricey, okay? But yet, when you look at some of your traditional colleges and universities that offer online courses,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to cost any more than if you were to go to the traditional college, traditionally, it would cost you the same amount of money. So if you were to pay, if you were going to a course at the university and it was going to cost you $500, let's say, for a 3-credit course, it would cost you the same amount of money if you took that course online.
Okay. All
so
right.
That's the first thing. So, but you really do have to look at it, like I said, because it really does run the gamut. And your second thing is that, yes, financial aid is available. It's available just as, again, you get the same services as if you were to go to the traditional college or university. It should not matter. And if there's people telling you that it matters, then that's a red flag to me. Look somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of employers are now also recognizing these online programs. And so they are also giving assistance to their employees,
mm-hmm.
You know, through tuition reimbursement programs. Maybe not fully, but maybe they'll pay for half or whatever. So that's another option to look into, is if somebody's already working, to look at, gee, what kind of benefits or what kind of help will my employer give? We find that there's a direct relationship. We always say this, you know, a happy employee is a productive employee.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's going back to school to help them, you know, do better in their job, or they want more experience or more knowledge or skill in their field, then, gee, isn't that a great benefit for the business or employer that they work for? So a lot of businesses and employers are also working to help in that way.
you make a statement in the book. You know, people think of online education. When you're doing online education, you are going to have requirement times.
Yes.
Now, when you do online, is it in the same time frames as your standard college system is, like you can start in January, go through June? I mean,
Again, that varies from school to school. In some colleges, they will have the traditional 15-week course where the online course would start at the same day that your college does. Okay, so that would go from January 22nd to May 15th, let's say. In other programs or other colleges and universities may offer some more of a non-traditional length of courses. They may offer an 8-week or a 5-week or a 10-week course. And really, there's no difference. The big difference is, and I always tell people, and that's what you have to worry about, is that you have to remember that the same coursework that you would do over a 15-week period now is just done in a shorter period of time. And that's okay if that's something that the student or the person knows that they could handle. Some people say, you know what, I want to do this in 8 weeks because I know I can do it in 8 weeks and I want to get it done. I know my workload will be, you know, bigger during that time, but this way, during a 15-week period, I can take two courses. So, yes, the length of a course is going to be variable, but the workload is going to vary because you have to have the same amount of work, whether just in a shorter period of time.
Well, this is just so much good information, Susan. And you've got a checklist in your book. And what I like about your book is that you're pretty direct and to the point on this. And, again, you're going to have to do the work. It is going to be graded just like it would be if you were in a class.
Absolutely. And one thing, you know, certainly we talked about flexibility and convenience, but people really have to understand that, you know, we may, if you have the flexibility of when you do the work, but they do have to know that there are still due dates for assignments or papers and things like that. So let's say every Friday a paper is due. Well, you know, when you do it during the week is certainly your time, but it still is due on that Friday.
Right. Now, let me just run through this checklist quickly for those of you that are listening. You, for accreditation, you want to find out who it's going to be done by. You want to know if it's regional, if it's state, if it's professional accreditations. What are the credentials of the faculty of the school? How long has the program and course been in existence, which I find a very interesting question. How many students are enrolled in this class? How many students earn a degree or certificate per year at this school that you're going through? The length of the program or the course, are there prerequisites? Are there any testing requirements before entering, residency requirements? Is the course available? What happens? What do you do if the class happens to be full? All of these different things, how many students in each class? Are there going to be exams? Are they online? Or are you going to have a local proctor? And that means going maybe to your library.
I can
remember doing that. And then the librarian gives you the test and everything's, you know, it's on the honor. Also, what if you can't finish the course? Are there extensions, associated costs? Just so many things that you need to be able to ask. And Susan has put this together in the book so that you can have it handy and you can do it. And, boy, I know of someone as a mature woman that went back to college. It took her 8 years to get her bachelor's degree because she was taking a course. She was working full-time, overtime. I mean, it was just... It was a bear, and when she first went in, and she was going to a regular college, but her commuting time alone was just horrific.
It is, and that's why I just think this is just, it could be such a wonderful opportunity for people to make it a little bit easier to get that degree or, you know, that career change or whatever. And, you know, and the checklist that you just mentioned is that I think the key is in that checklist is that if you're going to do this, you want to be successful. So you want to get the right information going into it. Because if you're not prepared, it's going to be hard to be successful. It's a new alternative way To go to school. So you really have to kind of get, you know, do a little bit of homework before you venture into it.
Well, I think, too, Susan, there's another factor also. When you are a mature individual, if you're a young person and you're just getting out of school and maybe you're like in the military,
right.
The adaptation for this is very much easier, I think.
Absolutely.
But when you're a mature individual and you're going into this venue, and if you're a professional, you're traveling on the road,
absolutely.
You have all of this stuff that's going on in your life, and you're going, my God, I'm going to be taking on this additional stuff as well.
Exactly.
Well, you can pace yourself, and you can do what I'd call a fast track, or maybe do the 8 weeks or
yeah.
15 weeks.
Right.
But again, there is that commitment. But what I think is so important is that you have let us know that, one, there are those advisors, and
yes.
to utilize what's local.
Yes.
And to ask your questions of local people. And I think so many times, if you have not been in the schooling environment for a long time, and you go into it, you just feel like a fish out of water. And
oh,
you see
absolutely.
All these young people around just buzzing around, and you go, what am I doing here?
You almost feel defeated before you start. You know?
That's true. And I think when you can go in with a clear agenda, and if you're looking for a career, checking in with a vocational counselor at one of the local colleges
yep.
and doing some testing really can save you a lot of time. And if you are a professional, there may be those programs. If you have an advisor at one of the colleges,
yep.
and they can tell you what is going to suit your purposes best.
Absolutely. It will save you time, money, and aggravation.
Oh, I think that is so very, very true. Susan, this has been a delight. Now, do you have a website that people can go to if they want more information on this?
On the book, they can go to www.onlineed4u.com, or they can purchase the book right through Amazon.com and just click on books and type in online education, and it'll come up.
All right, now, that's online ed, E-D,
yep.
for you. Now, is that the number four or the word F-O-R?
F-O-R.
Okay, so that's online ed,
yep.
for you.com, and
right.
that is what we have here. We just have a few seconds left, Susan. What thought would you like to leave my listeners with?
Is just to go ahead and pursue their dreams. This is something that if they've always wanted to do, then they need to go for it. And there's a lot of support out there, and just use them.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a love of learning,
absolutely.
My goodness, you're never too old for that.
Ever. Absolutely.
Susan, it's been a delight having you as a guest. And we are going to be taking a break. This is Donna Sebo, an hour of Mind Power. We've got more good things to share with you, so don't you go away now. We're going to be right back right after these messages, and we will have some good things to share with you then. Donna Sebo here again, my guest Susan Dean, her website onlineed4u.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. Four out of the last eight Nobel Prizes in Physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo. I had started telling you a story, and then we ended up going on break. What I wanted to do, and let me give you our phone numbers, and I'll get back to the story I started to share with you. 877-876-5227 is our U.S. number. For those of you in Canada, 888-810-8322 is the telephone number you can call into if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. I started telling you about a woman I had the opportunity of seeing, well, graduate. Now, this story is so meaningful to me because the lady that was being honored, there must have been at this particular graduation ceremony, and it was a high school graduation ceremony, there had to have been almost 100 members of her family that were in the auditorium, along with the hundreds of other people that were, you know, therefore the members of their family. So here's this high school graduation, and after they did all of the standard stuff and the procedures, they made a very special announcement that they had a student that was far superior to any student they'd ever had, and they wanted to give a special recognition to this student. And this woman's name, I don't recall it at this time, so I'll call her Lily. They invited Lily to come up to the podium, and they gave Lily's age. She was 94 years old. Lily had raised her family, and she had watched her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her great-great-grandchildren, and her great-great-great-grandchildren all go to school. They'd all gone to college, and she had never, ever gotten her high school diploma. And so they honored her. She is in her 90s, and she was planning to go on for her bachelor's. And when I watched that woman standing up there, the whole audience stood up and cheered, because this woman's dream for most of her life had been to get an education, but she had put everybody else in front of herself. But when she finally decided to do it, her whole family was so supportive of it, and the response was terrific. In the person that was recognizing her for her accomplishment made a statement to the audience in general saying, "This is an example of how valuable education is, and that you're never too old to learn." So with Susan and with what she shared with us regarding online education, that's something we need to remember. And in as much as we are all living so much longer than our ancestors, because our way of life, we've got better food, better health, we have so many other things in our lives that have improved, and it enables us to exercise our brains and to actually go into brand new careers that maybe our mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers never ever would have had an opportunity to explore. So no matter what your age, you can reach for something different. And it is so wonderful to me when I can see men and women who are 50, 60, 70 years of age, going back to school and being able to start brand new life patternings. It's amazing. We are so far removed in today's world from the typical patterning and thinking of, gee, you reach a certain age, you're going to retire. Well, the reason that was established is because most people didn't live past 55 years of age. When I was a little girl growing up, the average age of a male was 55 years. Women were expected to live longer than the men, but typically the guys were croaking about 55. So that's not the case anymore. In fact, men are finally getting smarter and they're taking better care of themselves. So this is what we need to be aware of. And for those of the generation, the baby boomers, who are entering into their 60s or in their 60s or are in their 70s, they're finding they're bored out of their minds. Just doing nothing, what a waste. They've got so much to offer. One, they've got life experience. Two, many of them are very well educated. And three, they want to do more and participate more in life. And it's a wonderful space to be in. So we live in a very, very fortunate time. So I encourage you to give consideration to that. No matter where you are at this space and time in your life, don't be afraid to reach out for something new. And I want to, and sort of going along with that theme, sometimes when we're reaching for something new, we have people that are not too happy with our reaching. They feel like we're getting too big for our britches, or gee whiz, why don't you act your age, or they'll come up with these stupid remarks. Well, there was a young lady who was attending a seminar who shared a story with someone, and this person passed the story along to me. And apparently, she and two or three of her friends went and tried out for a place in a stage play. They wanted to be participants. Now, she ended up getting the starring role while her girlfriends weren't even picked for the supporting cast. And on opening night, she said she was really excited, but afterwards, she became very disappointed when her girlfriends never came out and supported her. She was explaining the situation to an elderly friend of her father's whose name was Hap. And Hap wrote her a letter. And this lady gave a copy of the letter to this gentleman that sent it to me, Bob. And she said, "You're welcome to share this with other people because it made a big difference in my life and it might make a difference in the life of someone who you share it with." And this is how the letter read. "Dear Anne, once upon a time, there was a fellow by the name of Al Capp who wrote a comic strip called Little Abner. Many years ago, he had some characters in his strip who lived in a town near Dogpatch. They were the town bums, the ne'er-do-wells, the failures whose whole aim in life was to pass judgment on others. Their criticism and ridicule became so vehement that in time, the rest of the people in the town became acutely conscious of it. The boys down at the stable, as they were called, because that's where they spent most of their time, soon set the social standards of the town. Nobody could do anything without their sanction. Because they lived within the structure of their crummy little world, they'd laugh and point their fingers at anyone and everyone who tried to be better than they were. As a result, the people feared the ridicule of the boys down at the stable so much that they stopped trying. Soon, everyone became bums, and the town died. In every social structure, Anne, whether it be family, town, county, or state, there are the boys down at the stable. They are the jealous ones. They're too scared to try something different. They show their ignorance by laughing at those who do. Learn to recognize the man for what they are. Don't let them hurt you. It takes a certain amount of toughness to succeed. One has to rise above those who would tear you down so they can laugh and say, 'I told you so.' There are too many of us who love you and want you to make it. I could put myself at the top of the list. You aren't going to fall flat on your face as they would have you. You're going to do a superb job. Remember, this show is only a small step in the direction of greater things you will do, many of which are beyond your wildest dreams. All you have to do is want to. One of the things I like about you best is that you always give it hell for a try. The show will be a success because of you and others like you who try. There are only winners in the cast. The losers are gathered down at the stable, laughing and hoping for your failure. If we could dig down deep inside them, I'm sure we'd find they want to win also but are too scared to try, and they attempt to cover up their own failures as human beings by laughing at others. In a sense, I'm sorry for them. Their guilt must make them very unhappy people. Much love, Hap. Those words of wisdom, I think, need to be remembered. It was a very hard lesson for me to learn. It's not something that I think most of us are really wanting to be aware of, and that is that often those people that want to put you down, if you really are doing something and you're good at what you do and you have someone else that starts criticizing you, shredding you, taking you apart, telling you how stupid you are, or maybe your outfit is a stupid color, whatever they come up with, if you're wise enough to be able to listen, and maybe it hurts, but you stand back and say, wait a minute, I haven't done anything to them. What are they doing this to me for? You might see that jealousy, that resentment, that gee whiz, how come it's you and not me stuff. And it's important to be able to recognize it, because if you don't recognize it, then they may sabotage you. And you may find yourself wondering, where did your life go? All because you were afraid of the criticism and not fitting. Don't be afraid to be who you are, because who you are is significant. It is what makes you unique as an individual. And that is so very, very special. So honor it. Be true to yourself. And part of that is learning and growing how to trust yourself and how to trust various circumstances. And we all have to grow. We all have to learn. And it's okay. You're going to do a great job at it. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like a chat. We're going to take a break in just a moment. 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. And give me a buzz on this special Friday. This is Donna Sebo. When we come back, I even have an animal test for you. I think you'll have fun with this one. Donna Sebo will be back in just a moment. Don't you go away now.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227. For those of you in Canada, we have 888-810-8322. And also, I want to let you know quickly that, one, I am going to be up in Fairbanks and Anchorage, Alaska. This is a trip that was totally unexpected that I am going to be able to do at the end of this month. So, hey, it's happening. And all you need to do, if you need to contact me to meet with me privately, is give me a call at 800-872-8852. And any of you listening, if you should decide you want to have a private session with me, you can do the same thing. Also, I want to let you know about my guests coming up next week. Wow, do we have a dynamic lineup. For you gals and guys, hey, especially you gals, we're going to be talking about how you can get your M&Ms. Yes, now this isn't the chocolate candy, folks. This is Men and Money, yes. And Monique Chapman is going to be our guest. And then we're going to be talking about gift giving by the stars. Deborah Dillard is going to be our guest. On Wednesday, we're going to have an open mic hour. And that means during that entire hour, you'll be able to call me at any time. And I've got wonderful things to share with you. Then on Thursday of next week, we're going to be talking with Loudon Powers, The Trouble with Thinking. This is a whole process of perception that I think you might find a little intriguing. And if you want to know more about healing, Chengyi Lin is going to be my guest next Friday. Qigong, we're going to be talking about that. And this is awesome information. This book is absolutely fabulous to me. It's just great. We've got so many wonderful guests this month. If you want to know more about it, go to my website, DelphiInternational.com. You can go into my newsletter. You'll find all of the listing of the guests. Also, you'll find out about my calendar, all kinds of good things. So just know and go in there. And don't forget to investigate the glyconutrients. And the reason I encourage you to do that is that in the coming weeks, I'm hoping to have some guests on regarding this nutritional breakthrough. And I can tell you from personal experience, this is absolutely awesome. It is wonderful. It's made a difference in my life and in the lives of so many people that I know today. So I'm happy to share that information with you. Go to my website, tap on it, and also send me an email if you have a story or something special you would like to share. In fact, I'm going to share something that was sent to me, an animal test. I just love this. This is so good, and I think it's a perfect way to do a Friday show. Now, here is the animal test. Question number one, how do you put a giraffe into a refrigerator? That's a pretty graphic question to ask. Well, think about that for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Okay, you've already figured out your answer. Now, the correct answer is, you open the refrigerator, you put in the giraffe, and close the door. Now, this question tests whether you tend to do simple things in an overly complicated way. Question number two, how do you put an elephant into a refrigerator? Okay, 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Answer, did you say open the refrigerator, put in the elephant, and close the refrigerator? Wrong answer. Beep, beep. Wrong answer. This is the correct answer. You open the refrigerator, you take out the giraffe, put in the elephant, and close the door. Now, this tests your ability to think through the repercussions of your previous actions. Question number three. The Lion King is hosting an animal conference. All the animals attend except one. Which animal does not attend? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, what's your correct answer? The elephant. The elephant is in the refrigerator. You just put him in there. Now, what does this do? This question tests your memory. Okay, even if you didn't answer these first three questions correctly, you still have one more chance to show your true abilities. Question number four. There is a river you must cross, but it is used by the crocodiles. And you don't have a boat. How do you manage it? 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct answer? You jump into the river and swim across. Haven't you been listening? All of the crocodiles are attending the animal meeting. Now, this question tests whether you learn quickly from your mistakes. Now, according to Anderson Consulting Worldwide, about 90% of the professionals they tested these four questions on got every single one of them wrong. But when they gave these four questions to preschoolers, many of them had the correct answers. So Anderson Consulting made this assessment. It said this testing conclusively disproves the theory that most professionals have the brains of a four-year-old. I couldn't pass that one. That was just too good to pass up. So if you want to test a professional, have those four questions, and you've got them. You're really going to have them nailed to the wall. Donna Sebo here, and I know we're just about out of time, but if you have a chance, you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322. I want to share this cute story with you before we close out the show. I just love what people come up with because they want to do something in their lives that's going to help or benefit other people. And age doesn't have a cap on what you are capable of doing. And Ruth Clapp of Gibsonville, North Carolina, who is the wonderful youthful age of 86, she makes pin cushions with a message. This is her story. In 1999, her grandson Chris was killed in a car accident, and his parents donated his organs and specified they wanted to do it locally. Now, there was a recipient that received a corneal transplant, and they said, "I've never seen before. Today I can see. I want to thank you for doing this for me." Now, Ruth attaches a note to the pin cushions, and she says, "My name is Ruth. My grandson Chris died in a car accident in 1999. He was only 19. His parents donated his organs. Before his funeral, 7 people were given a chance to live or see." Now, Ruth doesn't accept any money for any of these delightful pin cushions that she makes, but when family members go on trips, she gives them some to give away. Ruth has made more than 10,000 of these pin cushions, and they have been given to people all over the world. 10,000 pin cushions. To promote an idea of organ donation so that people that need those transplants can benefit from them. My hat off to you, Ruth Clapp. And at 86, those fingers are still nimble, and she still does the designs and all of this wonderful, wonderful work. And I want to thank Laura Knight Moretz for sharing that wonderful, wonderful story. This is Donna Sebo, and I know that we're coming into the Easter weekend, and for so many of you, you're going to be with family and friends celebrating in your own special way this Sunday. And I want to wish for all of you a most joyful and happy time. And also, remember, when you're out and about, celebrate spring. Celebrate the beauty of this time of the year. There is so much color. There is so much to be grateful for. And if nothing else, realize that your blessings are so far beyond what you would ever, ever perhaps imagine that they could be. And you do have so much more to look forward to. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless, and you have a fabulous weekend. Take care. Be wise. Don't be in a hurry. You're going to get to where you need to go right on time. But more than anything else, light up this world with your smile, because there's nobody else like you. And we need all the light you can give. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday with some very special guests. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.